Biblically-centered kids.
Welcome back to another great week of the Biblically-centered kids podcast. Today is Monday, March 10th, 2025. This is Mr. Johnny.
And Miss Danica.
And we are continuing our journey of 26 biblical family virtues, all the way from A to Z. And each week, we're going to cover a different virtue that tells us all about God and how to be Christ-like. This week, we're going to be talking about an important virtue called gentleness. Virtue K says, we kindly respond with gentleness and encourage others.
Well, hey friends, have you ever held something super delicate? Like a baby bird, a butterfly, or even a wobbly tower of blocks? You know, you have to be extra careful, right? If you're too rough, you might crush it. But if you're gentle, you can protect it and keep it safe. That's what gentleness is all about. Using our strength to care for others instead of hurting them.
Sometimes people might think that being gentle means being weak, but that's actually not true. In fact, gentleness is a powerful way to show love. The Bible tells us, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. And that's in Philippians 4:5. When we are gentle, we show others that we are thinking about them and their feelings and choosing kindness, even in those opportunities where you might feel like you could be harsh.
Let's think about the way we talk to others. When someone upsets us, it's easy to snap back with sharp words. But God wants us to respond with gentleness instead of anger. Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. That means that when we answer with a soft and kind heart, we can actually stop a fight before it even starts.
And being gentle isn't just about our words, it's also about our actions. Maybe one of your younger siblings broke your toy, or there's a friend you have who doesn't quite want to share with you. Instead of pushing or yelling, we can be gentle in how we handle the situation. We can take a moment and ask God to help us be patient and show love even when it's hard. The Bible reminds us in Ephesians 4:2 to be completely humble and gentle, to be patient, bearing with one another in love.
And here's something really amazing. God is gentle with us too. He doesn't force us to follow him, and he doesn't get impatient when we mess up. Instead, he lovingly guides us and gives us second chances. When we show gentleness to others, we are acting like God and reflecting his love.
So this week, let's work hard on practicing gentleness. We can use kind words, even if we feel frustrated. We can be patient with our siblings, friends, and parents. And we can handle situations with a calmness instead of getting angry. And we can show love in the way that we treat others. Gentleness isn't weakness, it's strength under control. And when we live with gentleness, we help others feel safe, loved, and encouraged. So let's be known for our gentleness this week and shine God's love in the way we treat others.
Let's pray. God, thank you for showing us what gentleness looks like. You are patient, kind, and full of love, even when we sin and make mistakes. Please help us be gentle with our words and actions this week. When we feel frustrated, remind us to respond with kindness instead of anger. Teach us to be patient with our friends and family, just like you are patient with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this lovely Monday. We have a great week of episodes coming up. And be sure to tell your mom and dad to visit biblicallycentered.com to get some free resources that go along with our weekly virtues. We will see you right here tomorrow for Old Testament Tuesday. Until next time.